The business corporation as a social form is very closed. It answers to no one except its shareholders. For example, a small group of people with money. And its internal bureaucratic organization is about as democratic as a Soviet ministry. Thus, the increasing involvement of corporations with free software strike you as something to be concerned about.
Not directly, because as long as a program is free software, that means the users are not being dominated by its developers, whether those developers be a large business, a small business, a few individuals, or whatever. As long as the software is free, they are not dominating people. However, most of the users of free software do not view it in ethical and social terms. There is a very effective and large movement called the open source movement, which is designed specifically to distract the user's attention from these ethical and social issues while talking about our work. And they've been quite successful. There are many people who use our free software, which we develop for the sake of freedom and cooperation, who have never heard the reasons for which we did so. And this makes our community weak. It's like a nation that has freedom, but most of the people have never been taught to value freedom. They're in a vulnerable position, because if you say to them, give up your freedom and I'll give you this valuable thing, they might say yes, because they never learned why they should say no. You put that together with corporations that might want to take away people's freedom, gradually encroach on freedom, and you have a vulnerability. And what we see is that many of the corporate developers and distributors of free software put it in a package together with some non-free user subjugating software. And so they say that the user subjugating software is a bonus, that it enhances the system. And if you haven't learned to value freedom, you won't see any reason to disbelieve them. But this is not a new problem, and it's not limited to large corporations. All of the commercial distributors of the GNU/Linux system, going back something like 7 or 8 years, have made a practice of including non-free software in their distributions. And this is something that I have been trying to push against in various ways without much success. But in fact, even the non-commercial distributors of the GNU plus Linux operating system have been including and distributing non-free software. And the sad thing was that of all the many distributions, until recently there was none that I could recommend. Now I know of one that I can recommend. It's called Ututoe. It comes from Argentina. I hope that very soon I will be able to recommend another.
Why are the more technically orientated beliefs of the open source movement not enough for you?
The open source movement was founded specifically to discard the ethical foundation of the free software movement. The free software movement starts from an ethical judgment that non-free software is antisocial. It's wrong treatment of other people. And I reached this conclusion before I started developing the GNU system. I developed the GNU system specifically to create an alternative to an unethical way of using software. When someone says to you, you can have this nice package of software, but only if you first sign a promise you will not share it with anyone else, you are being asked to betray the rest of humanity. And I reached the conclusion in the early 80s that this was evil. But there was no other way to use a modern computer. All the operating systems required exactly such a betrayal before you could get a copy. And that was in order to get an executable binary copy. You couldn't have the source code at all. The executable binary copy is just a series of numbers, which even a programmer has trouble making any sense out of. The source code looks sort of like mathematics, and if you've learned how to program, you can read that. But that intelligible form, you couldn't get even after you signed this betrayal. All you would get is the nonsensical numbers, which only the computer can understand. So I decided to create an alternative, which meant another operating system, one that would not have these unethical requirements, one that you could get in the form of source code, so that if you desired to learn to program, you could understand it. And you would get it without betraying other people. You'd be free to pass it on to others, free either to give away copies or sell copies. So I began developing the GNU system, which in the early 90s was the bulk of what people erroneously started calling Linux. And so it all exists because of an ethical refusal to go along with an antisocial practice. But this is controversial. In the 90s, as the GNU plus Linux system became popular and got to have some millions of users, many of them were techies with technical blinders on who didn't want to look at things in terms of right and wrong, but only in terms of effective or ineffective. So they began telling many other people, here is an operating system that's very reliable, and is powerful, and it's cool and exciting, and you can get it cheap. And they didn't mention that this allowed you to avoid an unethical betrayal of the rest of society, that it allowed users to avoid being kept divided and helpless. So there were many people who used free software but had never even heard of these ideas. And then that included people in business who were committed to an amoral approach to their lives. So when somebody proposed the term open source, they seized on that as a way that they could bury these ethical ideas. Now, they have a right to promote their views, but I don't share their views, so I decline ever to do anything under the rubric of quote open source unquote, and I hope that you will too.
Given that